Breaking news. I am starting a podcast. It's called the Dream Big Project, and I am so excited. My goal is to speak to 100 women who have a dream and want to create an impact. This project is going to be a 30-minute conversation to go deep. My job is to listen and give you space to share that dream, give you encouragement, and if I can support you, give you resources, tools, recommendations, then I'm going to do that. I love dreaming. I describe myself as a dreamer, a lifelong learner, and a lover of life. And I also love hearing other people's dreams. And I believe that when we share our dreams, this is the first step to giving us some kind of accountability to go after our dreams. I think a lot of times in life, we don't go after our dreams because they're just in our head. Nobody else knows about them. So we can give ourselves excuses for why we never pursue the things that are really going to give us ultimate fulfillment. We want to play it safe. We want to fly under the radar. We want to stay in the back. We want to keep our hand down because we don't want that attention, because we're scared that if we were to raise our hand, if we were to speak up, if we were to share our dreams and goals, and then we failed, well, you know what happens. Nobody wants to feel like a failure. So instead of feeling like a failure, they'd rather just stay comfortable and never try and do anything. And the best way to stay comfortable is to not let anybody else know what it is you want to do. And I'm here to disrupt that. As a part of my message about disruptive wellness, a big part of that is about speaking up and advocating for yourself, but also advocating for your dreams and your goals and your passions, because they're worth seeing the light of day. And so if this resonates with you, if you have a dream, maybe people in your life haven't been supportive and you feel like you don't have a safe place to share those dreams, or you don't know who would you share those dreams with. Maybe some people in your life would steal your ideas, or maybe they would make fun of you. Maybe they would tell you you're not good enough. Maybe that's a message you've given yourself. Maybe you're lacking the confidence and the courage to go ahead and attempt it. Or maybe you're lacking the resources and the know-how. It doesn't really matter whatever the reason is that's kind of holding you back. I want you to use this opportunity. Let's have a conversation. There's no strings attached. This is not a sales pitch. This is not a sales call. This is 30 minutes that I'm giving to you and 99 other women, because I think your dreams are worth being heard, and it would be my greatest honor to listen, support, and encourage you. So if this sounds like it resonates with you, I want you to click in the show notes. There will be some kind of link to a calendar, and I'm just going to open up some slots. I don't have a lot of slots to open up, so bear with me. If you don't see a time that works, just send me an email. My email is always in the show notes, and I'll figure out something and make it work for you. But help me do this project, and I hope it will help you too. And it doesn't matter. Even if you're not sure of what your dream is and you just want to start dreaming, book a call with me too. I'd love to help you to dream, because we all should be dreaming. There's more to life, and we should be excited about what we can create and go after. The Dream Big Project, I'm so excited to put this out there in the world. I'm so excited to get this message out. And I hope you'll join me. I can't wait to talk to you. Until next time, continue to serve yourself, your loved ones, and your communities from a full cup.